With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm delighted that you've joined me for the next hour of listening to wonderful sacred choral and organ music. This week brings us to the cusp of celebrating Christmas, and on today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll begin the celebration with choral and organ music that bridges the time from Advent to a full celebration of Christmas. Wonderful pieces by Heinrich Schütz, Daniel Pinkham, Charles Wood, Tomas Luis de Victoria, and many others. We'll begin with music by Arcangelo Corelli. We'll hear an arrangement of the Pastorale from his Christmas Concerto, performed by organist Paul Mons with instruments at Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Minneapolis.
Thank you.
The Pastorale from the Christmas Concerto by Arcangelo Corelli. Paul Mons performed with instruments at Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Minneapolis. Nearby to Minneapolis, St. Olaf College is known not only for its outstanding choral and instrumental ensembles, but for the annual Christmas festival that they produce, broadcast on TV and radio nationwide, and a highlight of the season for many. From the recording of the 2014 Christmas at St. Olaf, we'll hear John Ferguson's arrangement of the hymn, O Lord, How Shall I Meet You?, set to the tune, Fallet, Will ich dir geben. Anton Armstrong conducts the massed choirs, audience, and orchestra. O Lord, How Shall I Meet You? As arranged by John Ferguson. Anton Armstrong led the massed choirs, audience, and orchestra of St. Olaf College. The wonderful Houston Chamber Choir recently released a CD of Christmas music taken from live performances over several years. Robert Simpson leads the ensemble in a gorgeous performance of O Magnum Mysterium by Spanish Renaissance composer Tomás Luis de Victoria.
Thank you.
The Houston Chamber Choir, under the direction of Robert Simpson, performed O Magnum Mysterium by Tomás Luis de Victoria. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The birth of Christ is celebrated in a vibrant, anonymous 15th century text with an ever-fresh musical setting by 20th century composer Peter Wishart. Lauren Pontaine leads the Seattle-based ensemble Opus 7 in Alleluia, A New Work Is Come on Hand. Alleluia, A New Work Is Come on Hand by Peter Wishart was performed by Opus 7, directed by Lauren Pontaine. Another freshly minted CD of Christmas music has been produced by the New York City Children's Chorus, based at Madison Avenue Presbyterian Church. It contains a wonderful mix of the familiar and the new. We'll hear three pieces, beginning with a lovely setting of Still, Still, Still by Norman Luboff, accompanied by harp and violin. Mary Wanamaker Huff conducts, accompanied by harpist Jacqueline Carrad and violinist Jorge Avila.
Thank you.
The New York City Children's Chorus sang three pieces from their new Christmas CD. We just heard The Carol of the Bells as arranged by Peter J. Wilhowski, and earlier they sang The Huron Carol as arranged by Paul Halley and began with Still, Still, Still in a beautiful performance of a familiar arrangement by Norman Luboff, accompanied by harp and violin. Mary Wanamaker Huff conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. In the body of 20th century American sacred choral and organ music, Daniel Pinkham's name looms large, as he was a prolific composer of music in many genres, but especially known for choral and organ works. This reflected his work as a leading church musician in Boston, serving at King's Chapel for 42 years. His Christmas cantata was written in 1957 for the New England Conservatory Chorus and its director, Lorna Cook DeVaron. It reflects an interesting mix of influences from the polychoral tradition of Venice with its double brass choir accompaniment to American jazz rhythms and so-called blue notes. It's comprised of three movements, Quem Vidistis Pastores, O Magnum Mysterium, and Gloria in Excelsis Deo. Dale Worland leads the Dale Worland Singers and Brass Ensemble in this performance.
Thank you.
The Christmas Cantata by Daniel Pinkham was performed by the Dale Warland Singers. Heinrich Schütz's motet, Ein Kind ist uns geboren, A Child is Born to Us, first appeared in his anthology of spiritual choral music published in 1648. It's a wonderful example of polyphony at a time that many composers had moved on to emulate the basso continuo style of Italian composition. Instead, in this piece composed for six voices, the instruments merely double the voices. The Yale Schola Cantorum performs, directed by David Hill.
Thank you.
David Hill led the Yale Schola Cantorum in Ein Kind ist uns geboren by Heinrich Schütz. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The Vocalist Chamber Choir of Buffalo performs next in two selections taken from live recordings of recent years' Christmas concerts. James Burritt leads this Western New York ensemble in Charles Wood's setting of Ding Dong Merrily on High, followed by The Shepherd's Carol, composed by Bob Chilcutt.
Ding dong merrily on high, in heaven the bells are ringing. Ding dong merrily the sky is ring with angels singing. Shining ring.
The Shepherd's Carol by Bob Chilcott was performed by the Vocalis Chamber Choir of Buffalo, New York. Earlier, they sang Ding Dong Merrily on High by Charles Wood. James Burritt conducted. Part 1 of Messiah by George Frideric Handel reaches its apex with the brilliant chorus, For Unto Us a Child is Born. Handel's own festive Baroque orchestration of the piece was further expanded by a young Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, ostensibly to bring it into line with Viennese tastes that were current in the late 18th century. We'll hear that exciting chorus performed with Mozart's reorchestration by the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys in New York. They're accompanied by Concert Royal, and all are conducted by John Scott. John Scott led the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys in For Unto Us a Child is Born from Messiah by G.F. Handel. They were accompanied by Concert Royal. Many services of lessons and carols on Christmas Eve conclude with the singing of the hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful, followed by J.S. Bach's improvisatory setting of the chorale in Dulce Jubilo. No setting of O Come All Ye Faithful surpasses that arranged by Sir David Wilcox, and we'll hear the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, with the English Brass Ensemble. John Scott directs with Christopher Dernley at the organ.
Thank you.
Paul Mons performed J.S. Bach's Chorale Prelude on In Dulce Jubilo in an arrangement for organ and brass by Robert King. Earlier, we heard the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, sing Sir David Wilcox's arrangement of O Come All Ye Faithful with the English brass conducted by John Scott. Thank you for joining me for today's program as we've listened to music to bridge from Advent to Christmas. I hope you enjoyed the selections I've chosen and found them to be meaningful and inspiring. Some of the recordings have come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is available for on-demand listening on the web at withheartandvoice.org. We also hope you'll like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week as we continue the Christmas celebration on With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.